LGBTQ.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 8th of June, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Uksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll meet Stephen Hui. Did I say that right? Yeah? Okay. Former staff writer for the Georgia Strait and author of the recently released book, 105 Hikes Around Southwestern BC. Also, Leanne Kuzminski. I said that right, didn't I? Okay. Is a local actor, writer, producer. She's in Diary of Anne Frank at the Havana, and her new film, Bad Match, is about to hit the screen. And we'll meet up with folk duo Moscow Apartment driving through the Rockies on their way here for their show tonight at the Fox. Plus the usual call board and a little bit of local music if we have time. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Leanne is here. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Leanne and I go way back.
Yes, we do.
We first met at a production at Metro Theater of Boeing. Mm-hmm. I think it was like 2002 or something like that.
It's a long
time ago. Before most of you were born, anyway.
Probably.
But you've been keeping busy.
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're doing Diary of Anne Frank.
I am.
Yeah.
At the Havana Theater.
That's a Fighting Chance production, which is always first rate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. This is a theater in the round style.
Mm-hmm.
A very simple, intimate production on a bare stage. We only have 8 chairs.
Wow.
Minimal props. And we never leave the stage as the actors.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of the whole purpose of the play, isn't it? It's to give that feeling of isolation and confinement.
Confinement, yeah. In the attic where they live for 2 years,
yeah,
without even looking outside.
Diary of Anne Frank is one of those plays that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But for those who don't know, what's the story?
Well, the story is about Anne Frank,
mm-hmm,
a young Jewish girl who lived with her family and three others, Mrs. Von Don, which is actually Mrs. Von Pels in real life, mm-hmm. who I play, and their family. So the eight of them are confined in this attic, and they're hiding from, basically hiding from the Nazis.
Yeah,
for
this
two
took place
years.
In Amsterdam.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when the Germans occupied the Netherlands, of course, they were starting to round up all the Jews.
Yes.
And if I remember correctly, one of Mr. Frank's friends or employees or somebody found a space where they could hide.
That's right. Yeah. It's Mr. Frank's business warehouse. So mm-hmm. on the upper top floors, they created a hiding spot for them behind the bookcase. And they had three floors to stay, and they had blackout windows, and they had to live for 2 years without going outside.
Yeah.
And Anne Frank wrote her now famous diary of her account of everyday life.
And she was 14 or something when they moved in?
13 when she started. Yeah. So her diary is some consider it literature. Mm-hmm. It's beautifully written for someone who's 13 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I teach 13-year-olds, so yeah. It's pretty profound, the things that she wrote and so eloquently, and brought us into that that feeling, that confinement, and the real humanness of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Have any of your students come up to see it?
No. It would be great if they did.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone should watch this play or read the diary.
Yeah.
I think it's such an important piece.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, it's at the Havana, and it's in a very intimate setting, which mm-hmm. is not usually how the play is produced. It's usually done in larger theaters.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we're on top of the audience.
Yeah.
But I really feel like that helps to make the effect of the... of really bringing you into that intimate space, that get the feeling of that they could never leave, that they're on top of each other, and that these people had to find a way of living with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was they weren't really acquaintances before that, were they?
Well, Otto Frank and Mr. Von Don were business partners, mm-hmm. so they did know each other, but definitely different personalities trying to live all together.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they got along so well, considering.
Well, how much longer is it running?
It's running until June 23rd, mm-hmm. so from Tuesdays to Saturdays, with a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m.,
And how do people get tickets?
Fightingchanceproductions.ca. We're sold out tonight, but I believe there's some available for tomorrow and for the rest of the run. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you to come out and see it.
Great. Now, aside from being a glamorous actress, you're also a film producer.
Yes, that's right.
And so tell us about Bad Match.
Bad Match, was based on my 2016 Vancouver Fringe Festival play mm-hmm. of the same title.
Yeah.
So... after I wrote that play and presented it, I had quite a lot of good feedback and some good reviews and lots of positive audience feedback. Mm-hmm. So my boyfriend, now husband, of the time was like, you know, really, this would be a great web series or TV series or short film. We really should do something with it. And so with the encouragement of some other local filmmakers, I set about working on a script for a...
And that in itself is an accomplishment because I've been involved in a few Fringe shows and a few other original productions, and it always comes out once it's over, we got to do something more with this.
Yes.
And it just kind of fizzles away. But
fizzles
you actually
away.
Picked it up and kept it going.
Yes, with the encouragement of some friends, strong female friends too, a fellow filmmaker, Teresa Riley, who mm-hmm. was she had produced her own film as well. She really was a big push and encourager. And it was also helpful that I was friends with Grant Vetters, or my husband is friends with Grant Vetters, who's a filmmaker and a director, and he got on board with me, and we were able to work on this together on a shoestring and produce.
Max out your credit cards.
Film. Yeah. So, I wrote a 22-minute television pilot, which could also be a web series pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the play, but also I went into more of a backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does have life beyond just the story of the play. Like there is a potential for a series in there.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
And so it's finished?
It's finished. Yeah. The pilot's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And where can we see it?
Well, I'm going to release it on the web, but first I want to put it in a few, try to get it in some film festivals.
Yeah.
And I can't release it publicly before I do that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. There's very strict rules about what qualifies you for festivals. So I know.
Yes.
I've been down that road too.
Yeah. So I'm hoping Vancouver Women in Film Festival and some others in the United States and, mm-hmm. and Canada that accept webisodes and TV pilots.
Yeah.
And eventually I will release it on the web as a little yeah. web series that people can watch and hopefully we can produce more and
yeah.
we can keep the episodes going.
Exactly. You make one so you can make more and
yes.
keep it going. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you do have a trailer and we posted
yes.
the trailer on the Dave Radio Facebook page
okay.
so people can check that out.
Thank you.
And they can go see you in Diary of Anne Frank at the Havana.
Right.
And just keep plugging along.
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks
thank
for coming
you.
In.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, so we're going to talk to Stephen in just a moment, but here's another, actually it's a bit of a connection because the person we're going to listen to, she is someone else I met through some local filmmakers. She's a songwriter who goes by the name The Land of Deborah.
Oh.
We got another guest here. What's your name?
Stephen Hui.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So you you have a new book out called 105 Hikes, and it's quite an elaborate book. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to write this book.
I've been into hiking since I was a teenager. I grew up around Vancouver, so I've been obsessed with hiking since then. I've always kind of documented it, you know, whether it was on my crappy university website or when I became a journalist, you know, blogs and articles. Yeah. I was always sneaking, like, hiking photos into the newspapers I worked at. So it's kind of just been a long-time dream, and then I decided I'd make a plan to write one. Then I decided, you know what, I like hiking too much. I don't want to mix work with pleasure.
Yeah.
And so I said, nah, I'm not going to do it. And then the publisher came along a couple of years ago and were like, hey, why don't you come in and talk about doing a hiking guidebook? So, you know, I couldn't say no.
Now, it's mentioned in the publicity as well, but I think I used to actually have a copy of the book 103 Hikes, which has been around for about 50 years.
Yeah.
And this one was kind of an influence for you.
Yeah, definitely. Like 103 Hikes in southwestern BC was kind of the long, it's the long running guide for this area. Mm-hmm. So like that's the one I grew up hiking with. Like the fourth edition, I think, is kind of the reference for me. I stole my brother's copy and I've had it ever since. And so 105 Hikes in and around southwestern British Columbia is kind of the, it's Greystone Books' successor book to that title. So it's completely redone from the ground up, but it follows a familiar format and has the same similar spirit.
And you didn't just add two more hikes to it. There's a lot of, you know, like I noticed you mentioned that there's some of the things that are in 103 Hikes that just aren't suitable anymore. And there's a lot of new areas and unexplored areas that you've kind of discovered.
Yeah. Yeah, the easiest thing would have been just to add a couple more hikes.
But, yeah.
I wanted to write the hiking guidebook that I'd be interested in, so I wanted to do a different area. So I kind of did a circle around Vancouver, you know, did more to the west and the south than the previous book. So I wanted to include some northern Washington. So there's trails near Bellingham, Anacortes, Salmon Islands, Mount Baker, and there's some... some trails in Gulf Islands, Vancouver Island, and there's a lot on the Sunshine Coast. So I haven't actually done the math to compare how much of it has never been covered in the 103 Hikes series. Mm-hmm. But a friend of mine who's like he's hiked all of one of the editions and is kind of even more obsessed with that series than I am. He's kind of did a comparison and he thinks that about 30-35% has never been in the other series. So it's a lot of new trails.
That's quite substantial. Yeah. And you include, there's a lot of like historical and reference material in there as well about some of the places that you see and their significance culturally and historically in that. So that, you know, you're not just looking at rocks and trees. There's other stories that go along with some of those hikes.
Yeah. I find the social context and cultural context and historical background to these hikes to be among the most interesting stuff. I mean I like views and mountains and trees too, but if you can find out a bit about the indigenous history, place names, you know, past resource development, whether it had a place in the gold rush or fur trade history, a lot of these trails do. So there are these great stories to tell, and also you see these artifacts kind of along the way, abandoned cabins or abandoned mines, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, one of my favorite locals is Lynn Headwaters in North Vancouver. And along the trails there, you see old logging equipment and sluices and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And even like hidden in the forest, there's actually like abandoned mine shafts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one of the trails in the book is the Headwaters Trail to Northern Falls. You definitely see old bits of logging artifacts on that.
And you have a collaborator on this book too, Cece Wynn. Is that how it's?
Yeah, it's a Toitsenot Cece Weiss. She wrote the foreword, and it's a wonderful foreword. She's a Squamish ethnobotanist and artist, and she wrote the foreword partly in the Squamish language, and it's just the perfect introduction to the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marvelous. And you're having a book release party at the ANZA Club. Soon, isn't that right?
Yeah, next Tuesday we're doing something with the BC Mountaineering Club. Part of the proceeds from the book go as donation to the club, and they were the ones who really shepherded the previous book. So yeah, it's going to be great to do the party and a slideshow for them.
Oh, and I also wanted to mention that even if you never use it as a guide and go out on any of the hikes, I find the photography in the book is just stunning. There's some beautiful pictures in it, and it's
thank you.
Yeah, and that's you. You did most of the photography for that?
Yeah, pretty much all the photos except for three, I think, are mine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. Congratulations. And it's been how many years have you been working on this?
It's been officially 2 years, but definitely the research stretches back a few more than that too.
Yeah. All right. Well done. Thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
And where can people get the book?
It's pretty much everywhere. It's in all the bookstores, MEC, Banyan, Pulp Fiction, everywhere.
All right. Great. 105 hikes around southwestern BC. Thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Thanks a lot.
That's Sissy Heathens, and I just got word from the good folks at Vision Vancouver that they have announced their candidate for mayor, and his name is Ian Campbell. No relation, but I just reflected that if he wins, he'll be the fourth mayor of the city of Vancouver named Campbell. And as a Campbell, I don't know if I'm in favor of that. because people don't like the mayors, and they get the, you know, you hear the word goddamn with your name associated with it. It's not nice. But one nice thing about it is that he shares his name with a musician that we had on a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, or whenever it was, Ian Campbell Band. No relation to the guy running for mayor, but he's a great musician, and he's got a great song. And I just bunged it up here, so we'll start again. There we go. Called Summertime Come.
When the summertime come, I'll be on my way. When the summertime come, I'll be on my way. When the summertime come, the girl was looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The sun beaming down through the cracks in your eyes. Come on, pretty baby, won't you come alive? When the summertime comes, the summertime come, I'll be on my way. Begging, darling, please, won't you come my way? When the summertime come, it's a mix to the mire. All of the time passing on by, the threads to your throne are tattered and torn. As you look around this dirty old town, when the summertime comes, the summertime. Begging, darling, please, won't you come my way? When the summertime comes, we'll be down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. All of the while, you're growing your pile. When the summertime comes, the summertime comes, the summertime comes, I'll be on my way. I'm begging, darling, please, come my way.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Yes, I do. Okay. Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
One of Victoria's best up-and-coming bands, Fortune Killers, is on tour with their debut album, Temper Temper. What I'm looking for is buried by design. Fortune Killers with Vancouver alt-rockers High Love play Guilt & Co. Tuesday, June 12th.
Pinoy Pride Vancouver Society presents Liberacion, the first LGBTQ Philippine-X Pride Art Celebration, on Saturday, June 16th at XY Lounge, featuring performances by Kimmortal, Naomi King, Romeo Reyes, Well, Jade Soul, and Mevian Hauser, and works by Politik, Mildred Grace German, Clar Pond, Jose Luis Reyes, Cesarina Bravo Tabopo, and These Bodies Between Us. Check out Pinoy Pride on Facebook for more information.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Well, that was a little early. We got some musicians lined up, getting ready to talk to. They're coming into town. They are going to be playing. Stop. My goodness gracious me. Things are not working properly here today. Anyway, they're on the road, and they're on the way here. They're going to be playing at the Fox tomorrow night. And we're going to hear their music while I figure out what I'm doing. So that's Moscow Apartment, who are going to be performing at the Fox tomorrow night, opening up for Good Lovelies, part of their Canadian tour. They were in Calgary last night. They'll be in the Fox tomorrow night, and then heading over to Victoria for the capital on Sunday. So we were originally going to have them in the studio. They were going to set up and perform, perform for us. And then scheduling got screwed around, and they're still on the road. And then we were going to phone them, but I couldn't get my phone to get to them. So I sent out a text for them to phone me. And I know they're listening because they already corrected me, because I said before that they're playing tonight, but they're actually playing tomorrow night. So hopefully they will give us a call, and then we can talk to them about how great their music is. And they're a really interesting duo. I've been doing some research on them, and definitely a fun couple of folks. So anyway, if we don't get to talk to them, please go see them at the Fox tomorrow night, because they're really good. They're called Moscow Apartment. Other things that are going on around town, let's see. You know what? I'm so... I'm so confused right now. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to play some more music. This is somebody that was here about 3 weeks ago. Her name's Rowan Porter.
Famous. I don't know what to You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. Tune in Friday nights at 11 p.m. to late here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're a producer or a DJ or an MC or any of those things and you love drum and bass or ambient sounds, please email me. My email address is CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
All right, we got them on the phone. Moscow apartment. Hello.
Hi.
So who have we got? Who are we talking to?
I'm Bridget.
I'm Pascal.
So tell us about Moscow apartment. Where are you guys from?
We're from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the West End.
Yeah, we're a teen band. We've been around for about a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And we're currently driving with the Good Lovelies in the mountains.
Yeah.
We're in Vancouver. Right.
So you're touring the country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this your first time out west?
Yeah, as a band. It's our first time. Yeah.
As a band, but you've been out here before?
Yeah.
I have family out west. You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. We both have family out here.
Yeah. So as a duo, you've been working for a couple of years, but how long... how did you meet? How did you get started in music?
Well, we both have really musical families, so we've been playing music for as long as we can remember.
Oh, yeah.
But we met in a Toronto, like a youth choir called Viva.
Youth Singers of Toronto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We met there when we were like 5 and 6. We've kind of been friends since then.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very cool. So when did you decide that you worked together as a duo?
Well, we fell out of touch for a few years, and we started going to a songwriting workshop together in, I think, like December of 2016.
Uh-huh.
And then we were just doing a lot of writing around each other because of that, and we kind of figured out in January that we worked really well together. And yeah, we've been playing together since then.
That's great. And I noticed you've picked up a couple of awards along the way.
Yeah, we have. We've gotten a Toronto Independent Music Award for Youth Performer, mm-hmm. and then we got our Youth Songwriter, and then we got a CFMA Canadian Folk Music Award for Youth Performer. So
all right.
Two youth awards, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got the It's Your Shot. I guess it's a contest, but it's also a bursary given by the Slate family. It's $100.
$100,000.
$100 whole dollars.
Wow, oh boy. $100,000 towards making an album, like producing it, recording it, marketing it, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. And I'm just sort of scanning through your website. There's a lot of stuff going on in here. You guys have been really busy.
We have.
Yeah. So tell us about the tour. Where have you played so far?
Well, we started out in London, mm-hmm. and we've been working west. So we played in Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Edmonton, Calgary, and now we're on our way to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then Victoria,
though. Yeah. And then you dip your feet in the Pacific and head back home.
Exactly.
Hopefully, just a bit in time. More than a dip. I want to go full on.
Yeah.
And then we head home for exams.
Of course. You're still in school.
Yeah, we're in grade 9 and 10, so we have to go finish our school year.
So you really are youth performers. Wow, no, I didn't realize you were that young. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's very exciting.
16 and I'm 16.
Yeah.
It's super fun. It's super exciting.
Great. So you're
Thanks,
so
Dave.
Yeah. So now you're touring with the Good Lovelies. Tell me about them. How are they to get along with?
They're so funny and nice. We learned so much.
They're like excitingly smiling this friend.
Yeah. Yeah, we're driving with two of them. We've learned so much from them.
Yeah.
Yesterday, their bass player made us take a picture in front of a shooting range of us fighting and then sent it to the group chat.
Yeah, no, they're so lovely. They're so fun to tour with, and we're learning so much.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of got messed up with time. I wish I had more time to chat with you, but this has been fantastic. Have a great show at the Fox tomorrow night, and I hope you get a great crowd and good luck along the way. And stay in touch with us, man. Your music's really nice.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks
for having us. Bye. So that's the Moscow Apartment, and they're going to be on stage at the Fox tomorrow night backing up the Good Lovelies. Don't want to miss that. Actually, we don't want to miss this either. There we go. Big John Bates, Black Timber there on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, stop that. I think this music has started on its own about five times already this hour. Just knock it off. Oh, we're having one of those days. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. The calls for auditions, crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open for artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We'll start off with the Cold Reading Series, which is a Vancouver institution that's been going on for about 20 years, and it's found a new home at the Vancouver Film School, the VFS Cafe at 390 West Hastings. That's right next to Victory Square, and it's happening this coming Monday night. If you're not familiar with the Cold Reading series, it is a an event where actors, writers, and people in the theater and film communities get together to read scripts. Writers present scripts, and the producers cast them amongst the actors that show up. So if you're an actor and you show up, you sign up. You show up at 6:30, you sign up, and they find a suitable part for you, give you the script, give you enough time to highlight your lines, and then throw you up on stage. And they're usually about 20 minutes long. They're often episodes of TV series or pilots or short films or scenes from features or scenes from plays. All kinds of different scripts are presented. Radio plays sometimes. And they're always looking for diversity. So they're specifically asking for actors, writers, directors, or any creative types and looking for a wide variety of backgrounds, ethnicities, ages, genders, and non-genders. They usually get asked for a $5 donation at the door to cover costs because it's not free to do this kind of thing, but it is exciting, and it's just a great event to go and hang out with other people in the craft and make a lot of contacts. When this show first started 4 years ago, almost to the day, as a matter of fact, Wednesday was our fourth anniversary. When this show first started, a lot of the people that I brought on as guests at the beginning were people that I met at the Cold Reading series. So I have a great affinity for cold reading. I'm not able to make it as much as I used to, but I still think it's a great event and definitely worth your while checking out. If you're a stage manager and you're looking for work, the Belfry Theater is looking for a stage manager for their upcoming production of Mum's the Word, Nest Half Empty. This is an original cast of the writers and performers that originated Mum's the Word: Jill Dom, Allison Kelly, Robin Nickel, Barbara Pollard, and Deb Williams. The contract runs from July 3rd to August 12th. And the deadline to submit is today. So get your applications into alex.curry@belfry.bc.ca if you're a stage manager and you want to work at Mum's the Word. We got a couple of Fringe Festival auditions coming up. They're doing Trudomania. And this is a show, we've read the auditions for this a few times. Right now they're looking for an actor to play the role of Justin Trudeau, who would have been, was a teenager at the time. Our current prime minister he would have been a teenager at the time of this play. Actually, he was born at the time of this play. But anyway, the actor would play Justin and also a CBC journalist, the one who asks Pierre Trudeau the question that got the response, "Just watch me." The play covers 2 years from Pierre's rise in 1968 to his most controversial decision in office when he imposed the War Measures Act during the October crisis in 1970. So if you want to find out more, let's see, you send an email to dkmcleod, dkmcleod @telus.net. and put Trudomania in the subject line. Another Fringe Festival audition. This is friends of the show, Fairleth Harvey and Julian Legere. They're doing a play by Neil Labute called The Shape of Things. This is going to be presented at the Kulch Historic during the Fringe Festival. It's a modern morality tale that riffs on the Frankenstein myth to examine the nature of art, the meaning of trust, and people's willingness to do anything for love. The Shape of Things will be at the Fringe Festival. The auditions are at Instant Studios, 529 East Broadway, on June 19th, and they're specifically looking for two actors in their 20s, one to play Jenny, a small-town girl with small-town views, and Philip, a suave guy who has no issues when it comes to picking up girls. InstantTheater.com has more information on that. Vagabond Players doing an evening of one acts by Aaron Sorkin and John Mighton. That's happening in July at the Bernie Lake Theater in New Westminster. Auditions are June 11th and 13th. VagabondPlayers.ca has the deets on that one. The Axis Theater Company is doing their general auditions at the end of June. You still have time. The deadline to submit for that is June 11th. Info@axistheater.com is the email address, and of course the website is axistheater.com. And then we have the Vancouver Academy of Music. One more call for actors for The Emperor's New Clothes. This is a part of their summer musical theater program. The audition is on June 11th, and the production is happening in July. Vancouver Academy of Music, allonewordcom, has the details on that one. Vagabond Players doing The Haunting of Hill House by Andrew Leslie. That's also the Bernie Lake Theater in New Westminster. Their auditions are June 10th and 12th. North Van Community Players doing And Evermore Shall Be So by Norm Robbins. That's in October. The auditions are June 10th and 12th. And a couple more here. We're rapidly running out of time. Annie, the musical, is going to be performed at Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby. The auditions for that are June 10th for the kids, and the adults will be auditioning on the 16th, 18th, and 19th. Langley Players doing Be My Baby by Ken Ludwig. Their auditions are the 11th, 13th, and 14th. Theater West Van doing the Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol. Auditions on June 16th and 18th. And one last one. This is called The Organization by Rochelle Miguel. That is being produced in November. This is a site-specific piece that follows the story of Ren, a young Filipina, as she tries to meet deadlines whilst being bombarded with prejudice and toxic masculinity from co-workers and management. The auditions for that are June 23 and 24 at the Playwrights Theatre Center at 739 Gore Avenue. If you want to know more about that, it's unladylike.co. And that'll do it. I can play this for real now. And that's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around, because Audrey's here, and she's going to be up, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the stolen, unceded territories of the Musqueam people here on the campus of University of British Columbia. My name's Audrey. You're tuned into Too Dreamy, and today I'm going to be, it's Music Waste Weekend. Music Waste Weekend. I'm so excited. And I am going to be sharing with you a bunch of really amazing bands featuring women and non-binary musicians who are playing at Music Waste, a couple of them that played last night that I got to check out, and many more who are playing over the next 3 days. So